Welcome once again to our evening Bible studies from the Songs of Ascent. This is coming to you from Scotland, from Fife's pulpit by the sea. Tonight's psalm is 124. It is the fifth of the Songs of Ascent, and it's actually quite a short one, and I won't keep you very long tonight. I won't make the mistake that the preacher made when he gone on for nearly an hour and said to his congregation, "Well, brothers and sisters, what more can I say?" And someone in the congregation stood up and said, "Say amen, brother, and sit down." So I won't keep you that long tonight. I'll read the psalm to you first, and it's very self-evident, and the point I want to make is very, very simple indeed. So if you'll join me in Psalm 124, Songs of Ascent. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger against us. Then the water would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept us away, the raging water would have swept over us. Blessed be the Lord, who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from a hunter's net. The net is torn, and we have escaped, for our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Amen. Now this is the fifth step up towards the temple. The psalm is attributed to David, but we don't know when in his life this deliverance that he speaks of happened. And again, this is one of the beauties of Scripture, for we cannot attribute God's deliverance in some of these psalms to any particular one thing. So therefore, the application can be applied freely to any situation we find ourselves in. Again, commentators, dear ones, want to show off their knowledge, and some say this was referring to Egypt's deliverance, or the deliverance from the Assyrians, or David with the Philistines, and so it goes on. But remember what I've said, that all Scripture speaks with one voice. And it really doesn't matter if this is Egypt or Babylon or the Syrians or the Philistines. The truth is simple, that God delivers his children and he brings them towards himself. So the beauty of reading a psalm like this is that it applies to us right now. God's word is made up of eternal principles. And that's exactly what Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16. Read it from the New Living Translation. Just gives a fresher approach. Not different, but just different, fresher. Fresher, that is. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realise what is wrong in our lives, and corrects us when we are wrong, and teaches us to do what is right. I love that. That succinctly brings the teaching of what Paul was saying to Timothy to bear. Therefore, what we find in these psalms is helpful to us right now. Human nature does not change. The believer's situation is basically the same. And God does not change. So as we read this psalm, all of us can feel some identification with it. Yes, we say, I've been there. That's me that it's talking about. So the pilgrim comes to the fifth step, and he's so grateful to be there that his heart burst out. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, then we would have been toast. That's what he's saying. In fact, he is there standing on the fifth step, and that is due only to the grace and mercy and protection of a sovereign almighty God. The fact is we are here right now and have not been swallowed up. We have not been destroyed by events past. It is only due to the Lord being on our side. Of course, we're really on his side as well, but this is a turn of phrase that the psalmist used. I am here now because the Lord has kept me to be here. You are listening to me because the Lord has kept you to be there to listen. So we can then share this psalm together, because this is what God, I believe, wants us to do. We've all been through a lot in the past, no doubt. But I want you all to remember that God has been on our side, and all this is his doing. For reasons known only to him, he has done many things and allowed us to go through many things. But without this, we would have been swept away. Without the Lord being on our side, we would have been toast. We'd have gone. We who are sinners and certainly deserve nothing. I mean, I readily admit that I am not worthy to minister his word to you in many, many respects. But God has called me to do it, and God has delivered us and enabled us to stand on this fifth step and be together. We're not bitter, we're not in despair, but just glad to be here. Yes, this psalm is for us, because our deliverance is not because of our goodness, but because of what God has done for a reason, so that we can stand on the fifth step, praise him for his protection and preservation. I don't like to use the word perseverance of the saints, but I'd rather use the word preservation of the saints. We persevere because he preserves and keeps us and brings us to the fifth step. But as the psalmist said for our encouragement, if the Lord had not been on our side when we were attacked, then we would have been swallowed up, engulfed, overwhelmed in our lives. And that's exactly what the pilgrims are saying. The fact of the matter is simple. The pilgrims were stating the obvious, and we need to grasp this. This is the simple fact that they were on the fifth step in the presence of God and consumed and overwhelmed and not embittered. And that was because God was on their side. So be encouraged, you see. We wouldn't be here if God was against us. Remember last week how we looked to even the slightest movement of God, like a servant looks to his master. But this psalm answers me and says to me, look, John, you wouldn't be here now, John, on this fifth step, if I wasn't on your side. Oh, of course he knows I'm unworthy. He knows I'm rotten. He knows I'm a sinner beyond sometimes imagination. But I am here because the Lord is on my side. And it's the same for you and each of us. Look at the psalmist's language and tell me it's not for you if you can. Listen to it. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say again, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive, and their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept us over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Verses 1 to 5. Then verse 6. Praise the Lord, who did not let their teeth tear us apart, he says. And these are references, this teeth tearing apart, to the awful punishment, in particular of the Syrians, the men dressed in blue, and the Egyptians and the Babylonians and the Philistines as well, but particularly the Assyrians. They would inflict terrible things on the captured. They would line them up with this great sharp plough and plough it right across their bodies as they lay there. The sharp teeth of the plough would tear them up. This is what that kind of reference is thinking of. And all this could have happened to us, says the pilgrims. But it didn't. For our health is a help is from the Lord, the supreme maker of heaven and earth. But there is one lovely picture that the psalm gives us in verse 7. It pictures the persecuted believer as a helpless little bird in danger. But then the trap is broken. The bird flies away into freedom. Let me just underline that picture again for you, as you're thinking of it with me. The trapper has prepared his net in a very skillful manner. The bird enters into it. It is unconscious of danger. The net is thrown over it, and in an instant, its liberty is lost. There it lies, the poor little bird, its heart throbbing wildly, and its little wings beating vainly against the net. It's completely at the mercy of the one who has set the trap, and escape is impossible. And that's how the psalmist pictures us. But again, the psalmist says the Lord appears, and his presence is safety. He goes up to the net. He lifts it from the ground. The bird flies out, settles on a nearby tree, and sings its heart out amongst the branches. Surely, says the psalmist, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. God rescues his people from the craft and subtlety of their enemies, as he does from their open violence. God often delivers his people by removing obstacles out their way and giving them the opportunity of delivering themselves and finding freedom to sing and tweet again to praise God. But you get the message here that we're now on the fifth step because God has saved us, has released us, has set us free from our enemies. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, I want to quote what he says about this particular psalm. He says these words, "I would say again to the netted ones, to you netted ones, you that are really caught up in the trap and held fast, oh, that the Lord would come at once and set you free. I think he will. Yea, I am sure that he will, if you cry out for him to do so. I have heard of a sailor who had been in prison, that after his release he had money in his pocket, and going over London Bridge he saw a man selling birds, thrushes, larks, and so on. 'What do you want for that lot?' said Jack. 'I forget how much it was,' says Spurgeon. 'But Jack found the money, and as soon as the birds were in his possession, he opened the door and let them all fly away. And the man called out, "Whatever did you buy those birds for, and then let them all fly away?" 'Oh,' said the sailor, 'if you had been in prison as I have, you would be sure to set everything free you could get your hands on. You and I ought to display the same kind of feeling towards old bondage souls. I am sure that the Lord Jesus Christ is a more tender-hearted than we are, and therefore he will certainly come and set free all prisoners who beg him to open their cage doors. He is the great emancipator. Show him your bonds, beg for liberty, and he will grant it.'" We have been delivered. We have been set free to worship God. When our enemies closed in on us, God acted and saved us from our enemies, from all the trials and tribulations. We are now here before God. So we show that we're not being bitter, of course, but show love and joy, even to those who have caused our pain. For we know the Lord is on our side. Oh, of course, we're sinners, undeserving, yes, but grateful of his mercy. Our feelings and emotions should not be towards those who have opposed us in anger and bitterness, but instead to the Lord who has set us free from their clutches. We must not be tempted to feel any bitterness, but understand that it has been the Lord's doing. Not all providences are pleasant, but all providences are necessary. God sits enthroned in heaven above us. And here is a testing question that you can answer in your heart. Would you rather that all this had never happened? Or would you rather that God showed you what was going on around you and brought you from the trap of religion to be challenged as to the depth and the reality of your faith, to lay you low, to realise your sin and its depth, to feel that depth of sin, and you feel sometimes less than a beast, to go through, to be here now on the fifth step? You have any regrets at the way God has dealt with you, then I'm sure when lockdown is lifted, there's a nice wee church service on Sunday you can go to. But what I'm saying is this, that God has delivered us from these things and brought us to where we are. When David wanted to build a temple for the Lord, The Lord says, no, you can't do it, but your son can. And David didn't pout, he didn't storm around the palace and say, well, I want to do it, I want to do it, I'm King David. No, he said, Lord, who am I and who are my people that I have come this far? I am so grateful, Lord, that you have kept me from the fowler's snare, and you have watched over me, and now I am here. This psalm, if you take an overview of what brought the pilgrims to this fifth step, describes, sorry, what believers go through. Again, please notice that no time do the pilgrims attribute their deliverance to themselves. They are clear. If the Lord had not been on our side when we were attacked, when we went through what we went through, then we'd have been toast, overwhelmed, burnt up, lost. But God. Likewise, none of this is due to ourselves. Whilst it is true we saw the dangers, it was only grace that made us see us and grace that separated us to God. This is a very simple psalm, and I apologise for the simplicity of it, but the message is very clear. It is for you and I right now, today, this moment. Just stop and thank God that you are on the fifth step. Will you do that with me? That you have got this far. For if the Lord of heaven and earth had not been with you every step, you wouldn't be here right now. Think about that every day. When you wake up, say, Lord God, I'm still here. I'm still loving you. You've kept me through many dangers, many trials, many snares. But you've delivered me and I'm here right now. The end of each day when you lie on your bed, lift your heart to God and thank him that you have not been swallowed up in the world, swallowed up by your enemies, but have been delivered. So as you lie there, thank him for what he's done. In closing, I want to read to you a hymn. It's by John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace. And this man wrote this hymn, and it does aptly describe, it's one of my favourite hymns, and I think the folks here at Fife Pulpits, it's their favourite hymn as well, because they identify with it. But he talks all about the difficulties of God taking us through a certain experience, yet it is for our good, because we come out and we end up on the fifth step. The hymn is I Ask the Lord That I Might Grow, and it goes like this. I ask the Lord that I might grow in faith and love in every grace, might more of his salvation know, and seek more earnestly his face. Boy, we all want that, don't we? 'Twas he who taught me thus to pray, and he, I trust, has answered prayer. But it has been in such a way as almost drove me to despair. You see, it's tightening up round now, round the Christian. But God has a purpose in this. I hoped that in some favoured hour, at once he'd answer my request, and by his love's constraining power, subdue my sins and give me rest. Instead of this, he made me feel the hidden evils of my heart, and let the angry powers of hell assault my soul in every part. Yea, more with this, with his own hand he seemed intent to aggravate my woe, crossed all the fair designs I schemed, humbled my heart, and made me low. You see, he's coming through now. He's in a difficult time. Will he ever get to that fifth step? Will he ever get there? And then Newton goes on to say, Lord, why is this? I trembling cried. Wilt thou pursue thy worm to death? 'Tis in this way, the Lord replied, I answer prayer for grace and faith. These inward trials I employ, from self and pride to set thee free, and break thy schemes of earthly joy, that thou mayest find thy all in me. In such a way, God has kept us, watched over us, and now we arrive on the fifth step. We've been through a lot, but we are very, very glad to be here. Give God the thanks for every day that he gives you breath, and say, Lord God, I thank you that I would have been toast had you not been with me and have not brought me to exactly where I am right now. Amen. Now, I'm sorry it has been very short for you tonight, but if it's been a blessing to you, it's a very simple message, then please just contact us, let us know, then we can pray for you as well. We love getting words of encouragement to keep us going, ministering God's word for you. Now, will you let me say a blessing? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord turn his face towards you, and may the Lord be very, very gracious towards you. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and abide upon each one of us, both now and forevermore. And God willing, next week we'll see you on the sixth step. Just be glad you'll be there. Amen.